Blog Talk Radio.
The Four Persons Inc. is a federally registered and licensed 501c3 charity. Any use of any of our content without our permission is prohibited by law. Our purpose is evangelization, education, and social action. Please go to our website at thefourpersons.com or our blog site at thefourpersons.net to make your tax-deductible donation by credit or debit card. You can also send a check to The Four Persons, Inc., P.O. Box 11214, Manassas, Virginia, 20113. To contact us, send us an email at email@thefourpersons.com. You are listening to The Four Persons Show on Blog Talk Radio. We are your enthusiastic and faithful Catholic apostolate. For more information about what we do, go to our show page at thefourpersons.com and our blog site at thefourpersons.net. To call in tonight with your comment or question, dial 515-602-9655. The number, again, is 515-602-9655. You don't know me, but I'm your brother. I was raised here in this living hell. You don't know my kind in your world. Very soon, the time. You telling me the
Hello, everyone. God bless you, and welcome to the first Thursday in October 2023. And it's Taking It to the Streets Night with Terry Delp. Terry, how you doing this evening?
Oh, pretty good, brother. And yourself?
Doing great. So tonight we're going to have a little bit of a diversion because I want to share with all of you folks the music of Terry Delp. This is some of the music that he's done that I actually think is pretty good. So this is the way it's going to work. We're going to play a song. I'll give you the title of the song and then play it. And then after that, Terry can give us a few words about whatever is on his heart, about what he wants to say about the inspiration of that song or what it meant to him. And then we'll move on to the next one. So we're going to start out with, this one is called Answer My Prayer. And we'll be right back.
Lord, I know that you made me, but this world has saved me a whole lot of trouble. Now I need you to save me from me, because it's me, my own worst enemy. Can't find the strength in me, but through you I can't do anything. Believe in me, yes, you don't always do what I'm supposed to do. To me this life is new, but I just wanna get close to you. Judas was close to the son of perdition. I wanna be in his position, but when I find myself standing, beginning to understand those nails in your hands and feet were driven into the cross to save this land. And I'm the man with the hammer that swung. My sins got me stunned, it's why you did what you done. See the fear pierce your side, tears are fall from my eyes. I'm the reason you were crucified. I finally seen you die for me. You sacrificed the life that you were living, and with your last breath you have said I'll be forgiven. God accepts this prayer from the torn and tattered soul. What's in my heart, you know, a love that won't ever let go. So why do I get it twisted every now and then, slipping, falling, sick of book to not do it again? Lord, God accepts this prayer, cause I can't live this life alone. Not strong enough on my own, and I wanna make it home. Let this rhyme be my phone, hear my prayer up in this place. Lord, God accepts this prayer, because I need your grace. And I'm gonna seek your face for the rest of my days. And when this body raise, eternal praise to my Lord, the King, Creator of everything. No heart has perceived, and no, I have seen the glory prepared for those who love the Lord. I might fall short for sure, but I got a key to the door that only opens for those who are seeking to live a holy life. Jesus Christ be my beacon. I travel through the night, let his light guide me. Walking through the darkness, man, I know he gonna find me. When I'm blind, help me see the consequence of every action. When I hold this in my seat, give me these words that I'm rapping. Guess what I'm really asking? For his strength to fight, not by my force of might, but only through Jesus Christ. Stand against doubt and strife, adversary of our faith. Not with a gun or knife, but on my knees as I pray. God accepts his prayer from the torn and tattered soul. What's in my heart, you know, a love that won't ever let go. So why do I get it twisted every now and then, slipping, falling, sick of book to not do it again? Lord, God accepts this prayer, cause I can't live this life alone. Not strong enough on my own, and I wanna make it home. Let this rhyme be my phone, hear my prayer up in this place. Lord, God accepts this prayer, because I need your grace. Going to confession, God, I thank you for this blessing. When these sins got me stressing, in this sacrament I'm resting, pressing for the prize at the end of the race. On my own, fall on my face, Jesus Christ grant me your grace, so that I can keep pace one step at a time. Don't know what'll happen next, Jesus stay by my side. Left to my own device, my flesh go to slipping. Then I start tripping, I see your blood dripping, because I'm sinning. But Lord, I know the truth, you gave your life for me, I should live mine for you. But that's so hard to do, make my body a living sacrifice for you. Lord, all my life is given. Please grant me the wisdom to always do your will. Let your Holy Spirit fill this man and keep me until you return again. My God, I'm gonna keep praying. Help me with these words I'm saying and this message I'm relaying. God accepts his prayer from the torn and tattered soul. What's in my heart, you know, a love that won't ever let go. So why do I get it twisted every now and then, slipping, falling, sin struggle to not do it again? Lord, God accepts his prayer, cause I can't live this life alone. Not strong enough on my own, and I wanna make it home. Let this rhyme be my phone, hear my prayer up in this place. Lord, God accepts this prayer, because I need your grace.
song is called Answer My Prayer, and if you want to call in and be on in on the show, the number is 515-602-9655. Again, 515-602-9655. We are playing the music of Terry Delp. Terry, talk about that song. What would you like to tell us about it?
So, yeah, I was, I believe I was on Ramsey 2 unit when I wrote that song, and it just, if you just listen to the lyrics, it's like, you know, trying to live a Catholic life in prison, it's just, it's not easy. And so in the song, I'm asking God to I'm admitting my weakness in a world where you got to put on your strong face time. You can never mm-hmm. show weakness. I'm bowing to God, and I'm saying, Lord, I'm weak. I can't live for you by myself. Grant me your grace. And you know, I touch a little bit on confession and everything. I'm gonna tell you a little history about the song. Is when I was on Ramsey 2, God had blessed me and taken me from a maximum security unit. Just a few months out of segregation, and put me on a medium security unit. And I got there, and the chaplain of that unit was Catholic, Deacon Simon. And so I was helping him at the chaplain's office in the prison. Would that mean that, I would help? They had a Jewish community, a Muslim community, of course, the Protestant community, and I would help, you know, organize and get what they call lay-ins. You'd have to have, like, certain passes and stuff to be able to go in there, and I'd help him, you know, organize other events for these other religions. Well, the Muslims were having a talent show amongst the Muslims, and so it's funny because I performed that song at a Muslim service.
Wow!
And got a standing ovation.
Wow!
So, yeah.
that's pretty unbelievable.
Yep.
Are we ready for the next one?
Yes, sir.
Okay, folks. This one is called "Bread of Life," and we'll be right back.
Cuts my heart like a knife, as the truth is unfair. When I choose wrong over right,
like I'm driving the air into the hands of my Savior. I see it in my mind, fall to my knees in prayer, wish I could turn back time, find the rhyme that describes how I feel through the dirt and the grime. Jesus loves me still, the solution's that solution, that's why I'm confessing, prepared for this lesson to my soul that's been vexing. No more stressing why I race, life ends the rat race, after God I'm gonna chase.
A lot of textures, a lot of things going on in that song. There's a lot of different layers. It's really deep. Did you do all the music yourself, Terry?
No.
Or did you have some help?
No, not on that one. I got that music from so when I got out, I had been out about 3 or 4 months, and while I was locked up, I was communicating with a Protestant named Pastor Boyd, and he really liked my lyrics and put me in touch with a guy named Trey Nine. He's real big in Houston, Texas, a big Christian hip-hop guy. And so he told me, I was living in San Antonio, and he told me I could come down to the studio and record some songs. So I jumped on a bus and went to Houston, and I didn't have any beats. And so they found some beats for me, and they just gave me like 10 or 11 beats. They let me record for free. And, they didn't charge me any money. I did a bunch of free concerts in Houston for them, but they didn't charge me any money for the recording time.
What a unique presentation of our Lord's Supper, of the Eucharist. It's just a very, very fresh and very, very unique. And I guess that's the whole idea, is you're trying to target a different audience, trying to make it broaden the appeal, so to speak, right?
Well, again, this song was written on the Ramsey 2 unit, and I wanted to teach RCIA, and Deacon Simon told me, if he would let me teach RCIA if I took Father John Harden's advanced catechism class. So I took the class, and as I took the class, my understanding, you know, went to the next level as far as the Eucharist is concerned. And you can tell, like, the words are the old, you know, before the they changed the words, you know, like now we say, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come up, enter under my roof, but only say the words and I shall be healed. You know, this was still before that. And also it was before I came to what we're going to be talking about next week, about my understanding of communion in the hand. You hear one of my lyrics in that song, I say, in my hand I hold my guide to eternity. You know, I don't receive in the hand anymore. Not that it's wrong. It's just I came to a better understanding.
No, I'm like you. I don't judge. I don't judge people who receive in the hand, but I can't do it. It's not for me.
But that's kind of the history of that song, and it's just my words about the Eucharist. You know, I'm like, I quote one of the Psalms in there. I'm like a deer panting at a stream. You know, and at one part I say I'm so surprised because it seems that so many have denied this chance to dine with the King. Oh, dude, it's putting chills down my spine just thinking about it. How many have denied the chance to dine with the King, you know?
Amen,
then I
brother.
Say my soul is ripped apart. I'm sad for our Protestant brothers and sisters who don't understand
what they're
John
missing.
Chapter 6, verse 53. But at the same time, I'm so excited, so elated every time I get to see the priest hold him on high and say those words of consecration, you know?
Yep. Well, this next one, this is a sentiment I know that just about all of us can identify with, certainly me. And we'll be back in a minute. The song is called Can I Be Forgiven?
For this life that I've been living, the time spent in prison, the misery I've been given, Lord, can I be forgiven for this life that I've been living, the time spent in prison, the misery I've been given, Lord, God, help me, Lord, please save me, I'm sorry for my sins, Lord, please forgive me, Lord, God, help me, Lord, please forgive me, I'm sorry for my sins, come live in me. Upon reflection it began as a way of the precious pistol buck in my hand, as the shield is ejected, and mama used to tell me that the Lord was watching me, but I guess I couldn't believe it, see the Lord, he wasn't stopping me, a thin line drawn between respect and fear, don't stop, on lock, in juvie, did 4 years, when I knew for sure that the Lord, I was on me, find out too late in the game to pledge my life to these homies, still I'm lonely, I'm the only one that I trust, the slightest fuss, man, I bust, cause I feel that I must, saving cookies, they crumble in me, excuse the rumble, homies dropping just like fumble, still I'm standing, I won't stumble, steadily staring at the bundle, my D is a human, late night hating, now I'm hungry, that's why I'm confident, no hesitating, man, I know the violation that goes with the path that I chose, watch this, head explode. Can I be forgiven for this life that I've been living, the time spent in prison, the misery I've been given, Lord, can I be forgiven for this life that I've been living, the time spent in prison, the misery I've been given, Lord, God, help me, Lord, please save me, I'm sorry for my sins, Lord, please forgive me, Lord, God, help me, Lord, please forgive me, I'm sorry for my sins, come live in me. Tears shed, men dead as time was on, just like it's harder and harder, but I gotta stay strong, contemplating suicide as a tear drop from my eyes, blood stained him and it'd be better if I desired, thinking about my homies dead and died in this madness, looking over my shoulder, cause someone's always shooting at us, thinking survival cause my rival wanna bury me, and if not then the law, I'm dodging the penitentiary, but that's the G-code that I live by, held prisoner by my thinking, for my set I'm willing to die, the irony of my life cause I got love for what I hate, too late. Wait, Lord, do you hear me? Are you even listening? My soul's guilt-ridden. Still, I wanna be a Christian. Can you fix it? Cause I'm just barely existing. Lord, can I be forgiven for this life that I've been living? Can I be forgiven for this life that I've been living? The time spent in prison, the misery I've been given. Lord, can I be forgiven for this life that I've been living? The time spent in prison, the misery I've been given. Lord, God, help me. Lord, please save me. I'm sorry for my sins. Lord, please forgive me. Lord, God, help me. Lord, please. I'm sorry for my sins, come live in me. Through these scriptures, I live in your crucifixion. Your stitching and salty tears to commission. Cause I know just why you did it. Individualized, voila, I know that I am the reason that you got. Now got me toe up inside. Can I get these kids to understand that it's all about the land? And it's killing me, you willingly. Little stab you in your hand. I complicated, I'm obligated. Your word stated is true. Gave your life for me, I should live mine for you. But that's so hard to do, and I think you know that too. Every time I fall, I feel like Judas. At the moment that he kissed you, as much sin avails, grace abounds more. But the more grace that you're given, the more you're sorry for. Can I be forgiven for this life that I've been living? The time spent in prison, the misery I've been given. Lord, can I be forgiven for this life that I've been living? The time spent in prison, the misery I've been given. Lord, God, help me. Lord, please save me. I'm sorry for my sins. Lord, please forgive me. Lord, God, help me. Lord, please forgive me. I'm sorry for my sins. Come live in me.
I really like the way that you layered the background vocals in that. That's talk a little bit about, did you do that in production, or talk a little bit about how you did that?
So that was one of the first four songs I recorded, my first time ever in a studio. And I actually had to rewrite the last verse because the producer of the songs, Christian, and I forgot how the last verse was something like Lord, are you even listening? My soul's guilt ridden. Still, I want to be a Christian. And then I forgot, but I used the word. Damn or BS, mm-hmm. or something like that. It was like, you can't curse in a Christian song. And so right. I had to rewrite the last verse. So once we got that song recorded, the producer, Von Juan, he was listening to it. And as he was listening to it, he's another big hip-hop artist, Christian hip-hop artist in Houston. He was listening to it, and he was like, man, something's missing. And then he got in the booth himself, and he started layering the vocals in the back, can I be forgiven?
Wow.
Yeah. And just made it whole, you know. And that song, so when I've told my story already, I ain't got to go into it again, but I was a gang leader, and I was using Catholic Mass before and after to hold gang meetings, right? And we enforced complete silence during the Mass because we didn't want disruptions to cause the services to be canceled. And I started listening to the priest, and he was getting under my skin, you know. And when I started going through RCIA, this is kind of how I felt, you know. I'm a bad guy. Can I really be is this true? Can I really be forgiven, you know? And that's – so the song's kind of like my juvenile years, you know, how it first started. You know, I wanted to be accepted in a family type of environment the gang provided. I was introduced to Jesus Christ through the Protestant form, but I couldn't really accept it. I felt like I had already – dedicated my life to the gang, you know. And then the second verse, you know, where I'm talking about, you know, sitting in a cell and thinking about just doing myself in, man. I knew I was a terrible person, and, you know, I didn't feel like I deserved to live no more. And then that last verse is where I found it. You know, I found the reason that we're put on this earth. And the reason we're put on this earth is to glorify God and worship Jesus Christ through the Holy Eucharist, you know?
Yeah, it's not about your it's not about your worthiness. It's about who he is. That's
nothing
what
to do
it's
with
about.
Me.
Right. So we're going to play two instrumentals tonight in addition to all of the other ones. And this is the first one. It's called Kiss Me. Prompted you to record that one, Terry?
So that's the beat. The song is Vows, right? And that's, I got that. So in hip hop, when you do a really good verse or you do a really good beat, you know, they say you killed it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the producer that produced that beat, his name is Mo Murder, beats. And he created that beat for me, and me and Loretta, that's our wedding song, Vows. Hmm. In the song, she's singing on it, and I'm rapping on it, you know, and that's what that song was all. I mean, the beat was, he created the beat for me because it's, you know, it was for our wedding song, and so he labeled the beat "Kiss Me," but the actual name of the song is "Vows."
Wow, I'd like to hear the finished version if you ever get a chance to send it to me.
I think I did.
I'll have to look. I don't know where that's at, but folks, if we can find it, we'll play it on a later episode. So. Anyway, we'll go ahead and move on. I want to try to make sure we get all these songs in. So this one's straight to the point. It's called Mother Mary, and we'll be back.
Mother Mary, please pray for me. My child, I know you feel forsaken.
who's the female vocalist on that song, Terry?
Okay, interesting story. I was in San Antonio. I hadn't been out very long. I cut into a rap group. It's a secular rap group. They're called Made Men, Inc., right? And I did a few songs. I did a few concerts with them. And they was at a big car show in the valley. And they was doing like a freestyle battle. And so they had me go up and perform, and I, you know, I rocked it, and after I performed, you know, they, because I was associated with them, I wasn't a part of their group, but since I was associated with them, they, I won, but I couldn't win, you know, because I was associated with a professional group. So, you know, I asked her to do that. You know, I was like, you know, they knew I do Christian songs. I think they recorded Waiting to Raise with me, and the one I wrote for my mother, Queen of My Life. And so I asked her if she would get on the vocals with me. Now, I was supposed to be rapping on that song. They talked me into singing, and I'm not much of a singer, you know. But I think she did a really good job on the on the vocals, you know.
Yeah, to say the least. I want to keep going. I want to make sure we're going to try to get all of these in. The next one is called Prodigal Son.
A certain man had two sons. The youngest said to him, "Father, give me the portion of inheritance that falleth unto me." And he divided unto them his living. The youngest son gathered all of his possessions and went to a far country, and there wasted all of his money on wild parties. After spending everything, there arose a mighty famine in the land. Starving! He was able to only to get a job feeding swine. He was so hungry, he'd gladly have eaten that fly, but no one gave him.
I ran away from home, traveled alone down a dark road. My soul tried it on my own, prone to sin. Never thought I'd see you again. This evil within just would not relent. Then the aggression, stress, and wandering. Knew you were the best when in the desert wandering, pondering. Why spiritual suicide? Took a look inside, realized I died. No surprise, see the pride stop me from coming back to you. Even though I knew in your mercy you renew my life. Thought twice, a moment's hesitation. No wisdom got me living in spiritual salvation. In my hunger I fell under the wicked one's spell. Got on a ship that sailed on a one-way trip to hell. Man, overboard I fell to my knees when I remember the glory of your presence. Lord, allow me to re-enter.
When he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's servants have more than enough food? And yet I'm here about to die of starvation. I will go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Please, just make me as one of your hired servants." And so he went to his father.
On my knees, begging, please, a million apologies. Listens chronologically, no excuse for the life I lead. Oh, hey, 'cause he said, became sin for a sinner. Gave his life for a loser, so I could be a winner. When I call on his name, but it's not the same. Say my son, so I'm to blame for jumping back in the game. Was I insane? The devil have the last say. Not that easy, I chose a way. Now I'm broken, I betrayed my Lord, my Savior, Son of God, Jesus Christ. Even though I left you, please come back into my life. Cry tears of shame, get back up, 'cause I'm not giving up. No way, just fight, gotta be fought. Not worthy to be your son, just allow me to serve you. Make me the lowest one, 'cause I know I don't deserve you. Your place up in your kingdom for this torn and tattered soul. Left walking like a giant, now I'm crawling back home.
But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him in the distance, and he had great compassion on him, and he ran to him, hugging him with joy. The son son said to him, he said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, he said, put the best clothes on him, the family ring upon his hand, and shoes upon his feet. Let us make a great feast and rejoice, for this my son, he was dead, and now he is alive. He was lost, but now he is found.
I just think that's really, really neat. The parable of the prodigal son, one of Jesus' most famous parables, put to music. What inspired you to do this one?
So I'm not sure where I think I was on Beat 01 when I recorded that song. And this song, when I talk about the prodigal son in this song, I'm talking about the Christian who falls away and then comes back, you know, comes back to the Lord, right? That's why I said, when I remember the glory of your presence, you know, I fell to my knees, you know. And this song isn't one of my most complex lyrically, but it is, it's my favorite. It's one of my favorites that I've done.
Okay. Let's move on to one you mentioned just a minute ago. This is Queen of My Life. What would you like to say about that one?
Well, I think that might be my most lyrically profound song. I painted a picture of what prison is actually like, right? When I wrote that song, brother, I was on Beat 01 unit. I had just became Catholic. I had just become Catholic. So I had been up for parole, and I made parole. This was a little bit before I wrote the song. I had made parole, and a guard attacked me, and I beat him up. So I lost, of course, I lost parole. So my mother, she was looking forward to me getting out, and I failed. Shortly after that, I became Catholic, and I was trying to turn my life around. In fact, my gang was no longer doing any illegal activities or anything, and a riot kicked off on the rec yard. And I mean, when it kicked off, I was filmed on video,
caught up in it, yeah.
just you know, the light switch clicked, and I went completely beast mode. And so they put me in segregation while I was in for a year and a half. It's like solitary confinement. You're in the cell 23 hours a day, come out one hour a day. And while I was in there, I was Catholic. I had just become Catholic when that happened. And I was so sorry for my mother, you know. I'm not out. It was more like I was sorry for the fact that my mother is the only one that was there for me the whole 18 years I was in prison, and I was really sorry for her. And I wrote this song, and I was able to, with words, paint a picture of what prison is really like, you know. I said, you know, psychotic. I know it. I try not to show it. You know, this anger I hold until I let go of it. You know, it's that one part where I say, you know, indecency, profanity, inhumanity. I'm in a cell with Freddy Krueger watching mayhem go down, you know. I think I did a really good job in that song of painting a picture of what prison is like, you know.
Yeah, a life that most people can't fathom or imagine. So the next one I want to do, it's the second instrumental. It's a short little bit, and people will recognize it because we play part of it in every one of your shows and opening up, and you called it Snippet. We'll be right back.
In this pipe you call parole, set me free, let me go. Why can't it be that you know insanity in my soul? Just a stage, custom cage, custom made for my rage. These busters dust is made, putting me on display. Can't eat, can't sleep, can I keep it a secret? Do this time, day for day, if I let these suckers peep it. And I'm only one step from the bloodletting that I'm loving. In a thought, disgusting, keep this anger from erupting. Stop the pushing, the southern, the destruction that I visualize. And simple, man, I'm sick and tired. See it in my eyes, break the cycle, man, I've tried. Feel my frustration, 18 years in prison, hidden. Still I'm here waiting, concentrating on breaking free from Medusa, my mistress. Cause it's click, I'm in, I had me sleeping with the fishes. What is this, God help me, can't do it by myself. Trapped up in the cycle, Lord, I need your help.
Lord, please forgive me of my sins. I feel the presence of the evil one all over this sin. It's got me trapped in a maze. Head on blaze, steadily counting down days, waiting on my time to raise. Lord, please forgive me of my sins. I feel the presence of the evil one all over this sin. It's got me trapped in a maze. Head on blaze, steadily counting down days, waiting on my time to raise.
In purgatory, perfection, the direction that I'm headed in. Society's protection, I'm paying for my sins. Only perfected this pen with the lyrics I'm writing. Expose my soul and all night long I'm reciting. That's if I'm not fighting, grinding still on concrete. When it happens, it's like lightning. Be prepared or cease to be. Not prepared for eternity. Heartbeats like a jackhammer. Threw me in the slammer, I'll be damned if I'm handled or damned if I handle it the way I'm about to. Damned if I don't and damned if I do. One thing I know is true. Hesitate for a second on a concrete slab. Toe tag, butt naked. I'm shaking, I'm scared as hell. Lord, I don't wanna die. What I'm doing, I know is wrong. Tears form in my eyes. When it comes, it's no surprise. Got him, he can't get me another crime. Got more time in the cycle trying to break free.
Lord, please forgive me of my sins. I feel the presence of the evil one all over this scene. It's got me trapped in a maze. Head on blaze, steadily counting down days, waiting on my time to raise. Lord, please forgive me of my sins. I feel the presence of the evil one all over this scene. It's got me trapped in a maze. Head on blaze, steadily counting down days, waiting on my time to raise.
Violence, rage, chaos, aggression, hatred, insanity, high blood pressure, I'm stressing. Man, I'm tired of learning lessons never put into practice. Tired of playing games, shanks of fun till my master. Thought I don't know what's gonna happen, but I give this life to you. Wanna start over if I can, make this man new. Not so easy to do, but I'm giving it my everything. But when that drummer they bring, forgive me if I swing in your work. I reach it if I turn the other cheek. I'm strong, get that mean feel inside of me. This week ain't gonna play make believe. Lord, I wanna be strong. Lord, I wanna do right. I threw a lifetime of doing wrong. That's why I wrote the song. Lord, I wanna be free in the cycle of captivity. Lord, help me. I'm starting to see the devil wants me in hell. Help me break the cycle. I can't do it by myself.
Lord, please forgive me of my sins. I feel the presence of the evil one all over this scene. It's got me trapped in a maze. Head on blaze, steadily counting down days, waiting on my time to raise. Lord, please forgive me of my sins. I feel the presence of the evil one all over this scene. It's got me trapped in a maze. Head on blaze, steadily counting down days, waiting on my time to raise.
All right, Terry, talk real quick about those last two, Snippet and Waiting to Rage.
Yeah, so we talked to Snippet, but then you got to see he's making a snippet of it, so they took the food with it, it's going to sound like, and it's a beat I had bought from him. I haven't done anything with it. I still got it. And the other one, Waiting to Rage, again, it's coming to Christ in prison, like I said, in your word, Lord, I read, if I turn the other cheek, I'm strong. I guess that means there's still a side of me that's weak, you know, because that was one of the, I'm not sure if I've mastered that yet, you know. And that, you know, that whole song is about, you know, waiting to raise. I've, you know,
counting down days, waiting on my time to raise, head in a maze, you know, just waiting on my opportunity to get out of prison. But since I'm here, you know, and there's no foreseeable future of me not being here, I know I need to serve God, and I can't do it here. Lord, give me the strength that I need. I can't do it on my own. It's right. It's the embodiment of Philippians 4:13. I can't.
But now waiting to raise in the current context is looking forward to your resurrection.
Exactly.
So let me ask you this: are you planning on going on Lisa Marie Nicole's show as a guest to talk about your music ministry at some point?
I would love to. Yeah. I mean, I don't really do music anymore, just because I don't have time. But I would love to come on and share some of the stuff that I've done. Yeah.
Yeah. She. I saw she sent you a message today that she wants to fit you in and get you on. So with that, we need to wrap it up. So would you end us with a closing prayer, please?
Oh, yeah. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, my Jesus, forgive us of our sins. Save us from the fires of hell and lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Terry, I thoroughly enjoyed the program tonight, and I know you shared your music with a whole new audience. I know they're going to love it as much as I do. God bless you, and I'll catch you next week.
All right, brother. God bless.